Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when it's worth talking about some of the cases of theft involving the world of sports. No, we're not talking about the cases of betting on baseball, which has hung over Pete Rose and his position that he earned on the diamond in the Hall of Fame, but because he was betting on baseball, that hasn't happened. This also doesn't really directly involve Shohei Ohtani, who's also gotten in trouble because his translator was betting on baseball. It involves what happened to the first home run that Shohei Ohtani hit as a Los Angeles Dodger. It's estimated to be worth $100,000. And the couple that retrieved the home run ball, because it fell very close to where they were sitting out in center field for just such an event, well, they didn't get to keep it. But why not? Because the Dodgers accused of hardball tactics in retrieval of Ohtani's home run. That's what the headline says. We will get to that story. There is also a move by a lot of the top generals in the United States military over several administrations. This is completely bipartisan and very serious. They are demanding changes in what is called the Insurrection Act so that a future president can't take it upon himself or herself to go ahead and send troops into American territory. The Insurrection Act and Congress and the future of a potential second Trump administration, all coming up on the Medved Show. But first off, an extraordinarily significant, it seems to me, column and a very worthwhile contribution to our ongoing discussions about a painful and uncertain situation. The headline, Western Democracy's Future Depends on Israel's Victory. The column is in the Wall Street Journal. It is by Gerard Baker, who writes, if Israel is prevented from defeating Hamas, we should be under no illusions about what it will mean for the future of democracy. If under the pressure of internal democratic politics and global public opinion, the Biden administration forces a ceasefire, in quotes, that leaves our closest ally in the region short of victory over an enemy that seeks to destroy it, sooner or later, we shall all pay the price. This isn't only because Israel is a democratic nation fighting nihilist savages and theocratic tyrants, though it is that. It is because forcing Israel to succumb to moral outrage over the violence that invariably comes with waging war would represent the self-imposition of an inescapable restraint on our own ability to defend ourselves. Of course, Israel is battling above all else for its own survival. In the hostile region, it is also the sole standard bearer of individual freedom, tolerant pluralism, and self-rule. Contrast the condition of ethnic minorities, women, gays, and dissidents in Israel with that of their counterparts anywhere else in the Middle East. We should give thanks every day for the sacrifices Israelis make at the fragile frontier of freedom. Part of what he's talking about is something that I've talked about before, and you probably have noticed as well, is a lot of these people from the extreme left who disrupt sessions of Senate committees and House committees, who interrupt speeches, who protest angrily against anyone speaking in a pro-Israel sphere, those people very often represent so-called progressives who are nonconformists and, yes, sometimes gay and lesbian, and they're speaking in behalf of Islamist crazies who believe that they, as they just passed as a law in Uganda, that people who practice a different form of sexuality, that those individuals deserve the death penalty. It's not something you hear from even ultra-Orthodox Jews or conservative Christians. You do hear it frequently from extreme Muslims. Every Islamist terrorist Israel kills is one fewer threat to the rest of us, writes Gerard Baker, who is, by the way, not Jewish, and he is British originally. He's on his way to becoming an American citizen, and I'm proud that he is. Every Islamist terrorist Israel kills is one fewer threat to the rest of us, he writes. Every setback Israel can deal to the Iranian puppet masters of Hamas, Hezbollah, and others inflicts a loss on the regime that is sworn to eliminate us, the great Satan, and our allies. There is no historical evidence that appeasing enemies committed to our extinction ever keeps us safe. But there's a second sense, writes Baker, in which the future of democracy is at stake in the bloody streets of Gaza. If Israel can somehow be bullied into foregoing victory over this enemy, our own capacity to wage wars inflicted on us will be dramatically diminished. We will have allowed a coalition of armchair media critics, far-left agitators, and Islamist-sympathizing activists and governments to hold Israel to a standard no nation taking necessary measures to protect itself would ever be able to meet, a standard to which our enemies will certainly never hold themselves. This reality, he writes, of asymmetric warfare in the age of an all-seeing media and diminished faith in the virtues of our own way of life, has been on vivid display in the past week after near universal condemnation of Israel for the deaths of 7 foreign aid workers in a drone attack. A British Army veteran of Afghanistan and Iraq, who now serves as a senior level in the British government, put the event in context. War requires levels of violence and destruction that few truly understand. It requires an acceptance of human suffering among innocents that is unimaginable to most. There is no such thing as a clean war. This one is more visual, but not substantially worse than those I fought in, he said via text messages. We should be clear about what happened last week on the hazy battlefield of Gaza. The tragic error that resulted in the deaths of those brave and innocent souls was heartbreaking, but it was error. If accidents like this are deemed to discredit and delegitimize Israel's war effort, then we can forget about our own ability to take the fight to our enemies when we need to. More coming up on the Michael Medved Show with the latest on the Supreme Court ruling in Arizona.
Here's a special discount, 50% off just for being a Medhead annual member.
You didn't say that!
Join today at michaelmedved.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature-regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, I have not read yet the state Supreme Court decision in Arizona that ended up reinstating an 1864 abortion ban, virtually wiping out abortion access in the state. The idea being that the Dobbs case specifically undercut the prevailing law in Arizona. So they went back to this original pre-statehood law from 1864, a law that was passed, 68 years before Arizona was even a state in the Union. It became the 48th state in the United States. Katie Hobbs, who is the governor of Arizona, has now joined virtually everybody, Republican and Democrat in that state, to talk about a need to do something to avoid enforcement of a law in a rapidly growing state where people are divided on the issue of abortion particularly. The Katie Hobbs, the Democratic governor, had this to say about the Supreme Court's decision earlier today. This is clip 12.
It is a dark day in Arizona. Just now, the Arizona Supreme Court issued its opinion in Planned Parenthood v. Mays, upholding one of the most extreme abortion bans in the country. And while it is currently stayed, we continue to live under an unacceptable ban, a law that still strips Arizonans of their personal autonomy and has no exceptions for women who are the victims of rape or incest or any regard for pregnancy complications. Let me be clear. Arizona's 2022 abortion ban is extreme and hurts women. And the near total Civil War era ban that continues to hang over our heads only serves to create more chaos for women and doctors in our state.
Yes, but it incurs opportunities for Democrats, which is why it's entirely possible that they won't move to overturn or to replace the Supreme Court's decision before the election in November, because this does work so well for Democrats. This is remarkable. And the comment is that yesterday, former President Trump put vulnerable House Republicans at ease by stopping short of endorsing a nationwide abortion ban. But the Supreme Court in Arizona, which is entirely composed of Republican-appointed justices, ruled 4-2 that an 1864 law making it a felony to perform an abortion supersedes the 15-week ban that state legislatures passed in 2022. The 19th century law provides exceptions only to save the life of the mother, and it also provides for 2 to 5 years in prison for anybody who assists in an abortion. Representative Juan Ciscomani, a Republican in Arizona who represents a seat President Biden won in 2020, called the ruling, quote, a disaster for women and providers in a statement posted to social media. That's a Republican voice. One of the points here about Trump's statement yesterday, there's a piece in a National Review by the editors that says that first, the good news, Donald Trump's Monday morning statement on abortion reminded pro-lifers that he could turn up the rhetorical heat on Democrats on these issues as he did in the 2016 debates. He said, and we played this for you on the air, President Trump in a video message to the country said Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the 9th month, he said. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even executions after birth. And he is right that Democrats almost uniformly oppose any legal protection for unborn children at any stage of pregnancy, and right as well that they have sometimes voted against protections even for children who survive attempted abortions. Yeah, but it's misleading to say that they want to legalize infanticide. One thing that they say in this piece in National Review, which I think is true, which is the best way to hit back support Democrats on their extreme position on abortion is that they want you to pay for it. They want taxpayers to fund abortions. And that used to be a position that even Joe Biden opposed. He was in favor of and voted for many times during his long Senate career, the Hyde Amendment, which said that you cannot use taxpayer money to fund abortion simply because a lot of the people who are providing that taxpayer money do not want those funds to be used that way. And I believe that if they actually campaigned Republicans on the idea of making this a who's going to pay for it, again, that's the point about Planned Parenthood. People have the right to contribute to Planned Parenthood all they want, to help to pay for contraceptives and, yes, abortions, which are provided by the thousands by Planned Parenthood, to make that all a charity that you can choose to support or not. But when you send taxpayer money in the tens of millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, what you're doing is using the funds of people who do not support abortion, and in many cases passionately oppose it, using those tax funds together with people who would contribute to Planned Parenthood anyway. Basically, the idea of picking and choosing charities to support by the government based upon their ideological arrangement seems to me to be dubious. I'll tell you something else that's dubious. It is our tweet of the day. Oh, it is actually time first for a break. We will get to the tweet of the day, which suggests that sometimes, even when political enemies patch up and make friends, sometimes it isn't that lasting. So what's the problem with a relationship involving the former president of the United States? We'll get to that coming up.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin stated during a Senate Armed Services Committee hearing that there's no evidence supporting the claim that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.
Senator Cotton, we don't have any evidence of genocide being created.
So that's a no. Israel's not committing genocide in Gaza.
We don't have evidence of that, to
Thank
my knowledge.
You.
Yeah.
The hearing was interrupted a number of times by protesters urging an end to U.S. support for Israel. The Arizona Supreme Court has upheld an abortion ban dating back to the Civil War. Governor Katie Hobbs criticized the previous 2022 ban as extreme, stating that enforcing the old law now would only add chaos for women and doctors. The Michigan school shooter's parents, James and Jennifer Crumley, received the maximum sentence for involuntary manslaughter. Tuesday, a judge handed each of them a 10 to 15-year prison term in the landmark case. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Donald Trump does not take criticism exceptionally well, even when they're from his close associates. And what's interesting about this is Lindsey Graham was already very well established as a politician, a leading voice of the Republican caucus in the Senate, had been a U.S. senator for a decade. At the time that Donald Trump first went down the gold escalator and became involved in politics for the first time ever. And that was when he decided to run in 2016. Yes, he had talked about running in 2012 and in 2000 and other times, but he finally did it in 2016. And he now puts out on his Truth Social, quote, "I blame myself for Lindsey Graham because the only reason he won in the great state of South Carolina is because I endorsed him," and for some reason endorsed has a capital letter. It's preposterous. You can say what you want about Lindsey Graham, and I think that Lindsey was a bit enthusiastic in criticizing Trump's new support for a state-by-state kind of application of abortion regulations. That, okay, Lindsey Graham criticized it. Trump now is saying again that the only reason Lindsey Graham, who was elected to the Senate, long been elected to the House before that, long before Trump came on the scene, Lindsey Graham was in the House. He was one of the leaders of the impeachment against Bill Clinton. And so you're talking about more than a decade before Trump came on the political scene. And yet he claims the only reason he was elected is because I endorsed him. There's this, a whole concept of the universe, which is not geocentric, not centered on planet Earth, not heliocentric, not centered on the sun. It is Trumpocentric, and that is the way that the former president sees things. Meanwhile, there is a new project under the heading Former Officials Seek Limits on Power to Deploy Troops on U.S. Soil. And this is a very substantial and substantive, and it seems to me necessary, regardless of who wins the election, it's necessary. A bipartisan group of former senior national security and legal officials, including veterans of the Trump administration, are urging lawmakers to impose new limits on a president's power to deploy federal troops on domestic soil. While it's generally illegal to use the U.S. military for domestic law enforcement purposes, a law called the Insurrection Act grants presidents emergency power to use troops to restore order when they decide a situation warrants it. Legal analysts for decades have proposed overhauling the act, which President George H.W. Bush, at the request of California's governor, last invoked in 1992 to suppress riots in Los Angeles. Those were the Rodney King riots, you may remember. But the weakness of existing constraints has taken new salience in the era of former President Donald J. Trump, who has vowed to unilaterally send troops into Democratic cities if he wins the 2024 election. Now, I read that from the New York Times, and I thought, that is impossible. Trump didn't say that. He didn't say he was going to send troops into Democratic cities. But at a rally in Iowa in 2023, President Trump said he would unilaterally send troops into the streets of Democratic-run cities. Quote, "You look at any Democrat-run state, and it's just not the same. It doesn't work," Trump said, calling cities like New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, and San Francisco crime dens. Quote, "We cannot let it happen any longer. And one of the other things I'll do, because you're supposed to not be involved in that, you just have to be asked by the governor, the mayor, to come in. The next time, I'm not waiting." That is a pretty clear implication that he would send the troops in anyway, even though he is not requested by the mayor or the governor. There's a film coming out at the end of this week. We're going to be reviewing it. I've seen it. It's a film called Civil War. And basically, it presents a nightmare, and it's a nightmarish, very disturbing film about what a civil war that people romanticize about in the United States in the 21st century could look like. Would that kind of struggle be the result of the last day of the session before the 2-week Easter recess? That recently resigned Republican Ken Buck blasted Marge Green today, asserting that she gets her talking points from the Kremlin and only cares about social media engagement and attention. On the last day of the session before the 2-week Easter recess, which is now over, of course, Congress is back, Green filed a motion to vacate against Speaker Mike Johnson after he reached a bipartisan budget deal with Democrats. And there is this amazing statement about Marjorie Taylor Greene, about why she is so determined to block any aid to Ukraine. Listen.
"From the Russian people, just like you said, well, that's pretty much illegal. They're having a lot of problems with that. And Europe does not want to do it. And that's where most of those assets are. But let's talk about what this really is, Steve. This is a war on Christianity. The Ukrainian government is attacking Christians. The Ukrainian government is executing priests. Russia is not doing that. They're not attacking Christianity. As a matter of fact, they seem to be protecting it. So that's something else that's clear and obvious to many people that are looking closely at what's going on.
Okay. It is clear and obvious to no one because it's not true. The idea that this is a war on Christianity, that that is why Ukraine is fighting against a Russian invasion of their country. Did Ukraine invade Russia in order to attack Christianity? Here is how Ken Buck, former representative, characterized what Marjorie Taylor Greene had to say.
My experience with Marjorie is people have talked to her about not filing articles of impeachment on President Biden before he was sworn into office, not filing articles of impeachment that were groundless on other individuals in the Biden administration. And she was never moved by that. She was always focused on her social media account. And Moscow Marjorie is focused now on this Ukraine issue and getting her talking points from the Kremlin and making sure that she is popular and she is getting a lot of coverage.
Okay, that's Moscow Marjorie. And in terms of other struggles, what about the struggle over a $100,000 baseball? This got my attention because it came at the same time that there is a burglary ring that has been seizing priceless sports memorabilia from small museums on the eastern seaboard of the United States. Okay, how does that work? And with Shohei Ohtani, who really is just beginning his career, is his home run ball really worth that much money? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
To the Michael Medved Show. If you want more from your cultural crusader, check out Michael Medved's Substack at michaelmedved.substack.com. That's michaelmedved.substack.com in this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Special broadcast, Five Middle Eastern Wars, eventually the result of Sharon's war, as it became known, was to expel the Palestinians from Lebanon, to send Yasser Arafat packing. He went over to Tunisia in North Africa, far away, and to greatly reduce the level of attack against Israel from the north and the level of terror generally. But there was a cost. And the cost was a definite black eye in terms of public relations for the rest of the world. Many Israelis were minded to say, so what? But also a permanent Israeli presence. In a significant home run ball, there is negotiation between the team and the fan who catches it. The fan will generally receive memorabilia and have a meet and greet with the player in exchange for a ball that represents a meaningful personal achievement. In this case, however, Roman and her husband say members of the Dodger Stadium security staff separated them and pressured her and left them little choice but to hand over the baseball for what they considered a low-ball offer. The Dodgers initially dangled two caps signed by Otani in exchange for a ball that an auction house representative later said would be worth at least $100,000. We're not trying to extort anybody. It's not that we're money hungry, said her husband. And it's just that it's a special moment. It's a special bull. I just think it's fair for us to be equally rewarded. I was just disappointed that a team that I hold so dear pulled a quick one on us. The Dodgers have a memorabilia store at the club level of the ballpark. It offers an autographed foul ball hit by Ohtani in 2021 for nearly $15,000. $15,000 for a foul ball? The Los Angeles Times reported the price provides a barometer for the value of Ohtani's first home run ball. The ball's value at a minimum is $100,000, said Chris Ivey, director of sports auctions at Heritage Auctions. However, they would need authentication to be sold, this ball, and the couple said they did not receive authentication or confirmation that Ohtani actually signed them. The Dodgers will now authenticate the couple's merchandise. That's two bats and two caps. Where was the Dodger love that we see every day, every time we go? Romans said. It just disappeared. We were kind of left stranded. It's not necessarily that we wanted a million, just something nice. Take care of your fans, especially when they got something that's way more valuable. The question about the value. It's assuming that Shohei Ohtani is going to be in the Hall of Fame, that he's going to have a great, great career. He's not pitching this year. He's playing, well, mostly designated hitter, apparently. And if his career doesn't turn out to be so golden, then would the value of $100,000 actually go down? Meanwhile, speaking about values going down, there is a new analysis of President Trump's delay efforts in dealing with his various trials and accusations and indictments and court dates. CNN legal analyst Norm Eisen talked about that delaying tactic. This is clip four.
It's to be expected. In fact, in my book coming out this week, Trying Trump, about this case, I predicted that Trump would attempt to use this action. It's known as a Section 230 motion. You go directly to the appellate court, not the trial judge. You say, hey, too much pretrial publicity, move this case. Of course he was going to try it. By my count, it's his ninth delay tactic, Wolf, because he's very nervous about facing a jury on these allegations of election interference. But it wasn't going to work because Donald Trump himself is responsible for so much of the pretrial publicity. The judge also released a very detailed juror questionnaire today, where jurors are going to be asked about dozens of potential sources of knowledge about the case. And using that questionnaire and then interrogating the jurors in that courtroom is how you will screen for bias, not moving the case. It was a dead loser from the get-go.
Okay, he's talking about the ongoing upcoming case about the hush money and the misleading and fraudulent way in which the hush money was reported. That's what the case that is going to be beginning in New York next week. There is also a big new movie set entirely in New York, and a movie with Sean Penn that has artistic aspirations. It's about the tough lives of people who work as paramedics for a living. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Sean Penn stars as a veteran paramedic working for the New York Fire Department, who tries to show the ropes to a newcomer and aspiring doctor who's overwhelmed by the blood, guts, and ugliness that are part of his new work in Asphalt City.
I know what you're thinking. Is it worth it?
It's the job.
We all work in the darkness. You don't gotta let it inside you.
But there's nothing but darkness in this brutal, deeply disturbing, and often very powerful film. It's based on a novel called Black Flies, with focus on wounds, cruelty, criminality, and sacrifice, and on deep sympathy for the people who work as emergency medical technicians. It's rated a very hard R, with nightmarishly vivid visions of suffering and death. The pitch-dark, monochromatic tone of this thriller limits the ambitious film's emotional impact. 2.5 stars for Asphalt City. It's tough to forget and also difficult to praise. And on the Michael Medved Show, I have no trouble at all praising Mike Pence. And in fact, I'm going to be with him at a conference on anti-Semitism that's being convened by Paul Kangor at Grove City College tomorrow. And we'll be speaking to him on the air later in the week. It's also worthwhile for people who are interested in Mike Pence's role in history or the general history of the United States as it unfolded. We have 85% off, which is unprecedented for us, on the complete Medved History Store library, where you can learn about the myths, mistakes, and misunderstandings about World War II, about what happened with World War I, how did America get dragged into that war, and much more. It's all for just 15% of what the entire collection used to cost. It's a spectacular bargain, and one that will only enhance your appreciation and gratitude for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.